This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, you're listening to Animals Party on Pet Life Radio. And today's party is going to be about lions and poodles and bears. Oh my. Yeah, that's not really how the original line goes, does it? You don't really think poodles will be in the mix there. Well, it so happens I heard a joke. A comedy show. Emmy Blotnick was the comedian, and what she said was, actually, she was on the Ellen show, and they were talking about it together, and this is the joke they did. 100 poodles are scarier than a leopard with no legs in your kitchen. So if you walk into your kitchen and you see 100 poodles, that is a whole lot scarier than a leopard with no legs. However, if you're walking through the woods and you see 100 poodles in a tree above you, it's no big deal. But if you see a leopard with no legs above you, it's a big deal. The way they said it was pretty funny. But I picked the joke because it fits today's theme, because we're going to talk about lions and poodles and bears, because we've got all of them in the news out here on the West Coast. So if you think you got something on us, Florida, when you talk about your alligators in the convenience stores and all the interesting things that go on in your state, well, we can match you with cougars and bears and our encounters. We're going to talk about that later today. And so before we go to break, I want you to think about this. If there was a bear, a very, 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 very large bear. Okay, so in person, bears are way bigger than they look on TV. So this is a bear. It's probably the biggest animal you've ever seen in your life next to you. Way, you know, unless you've been at the zoo, right? Like in real life, you're walking along, you're hiking, or in my case, you're in a fenced-in farm with big, strong fences, and you're looking on the other side of the fence, and you see a very large mama bear. Now, you may think mama bear, oh, no big deal, at least it's not the papa. No, that would be a wrong idea. Mama bear with two cubs. That's what we got on the other side. And each of these cubs, even though they're very, very young, are already well beyond a dog's ability, but stronger and heavier and faster and better claws and better teeth than a dog. So each of these cubs is no joke either. But the mama is enormous. Okay, so there they are, walking along the fence. And on the other side of this very good fence, thank God, are a bunch of dogs being walked by a dog walker. In the group, the happy group, the happy oblivious group, there is a elderly poodle, about age 10, neutered male, a young poodle, age 2 or 3, intact, so kind of fiery. Both of these poodles, one's 40 pounds, the intact one, and the other one's about 65 pounds, the old guy. Very mellow, very fun, very sweet. Okay, so two standard poodles, and then you have two doodles, one that's about 55 pounds and one that's about 40 pounds. Each of the cubs is already 100 pounds. You gotta factor that in, right? And the mama is, God only knows, you know, probably the size of a smart car. So here, there we have and one more poodle, a female poodle who is the most cuddly poodle of them all. She is 40 pounds. She's spayed. She's 4 years old. She doesn't see that well. And normally she's more about cuddles and cuddling with her buddies and cuddling with people. And that's kind of her thing. All right. So these are the five players in the group. 3 poodles, 2 doodles, 1 big bear, 2 bear cubs. And so the bear decides, for whatever reason, that it's going to see if it can climb the fence or help its cubs get around the fence or somehow enter the dog walk yard. That's what it's thinking. And it approaches the fence. So which of these dogs do you think is going to try and keep the bear away? Will it be the old big neutered poodle, the medium-sized intact stud poodle, the old, well, middle-aged female little poodle, the two doodles, one big, one small? Which of these dogs is going to handle it? Will it be the unspayed, unneutered dogs who take charge? Will it be the old, experienced dogs who take charge? Will it be the doodles? Because they're a little less poodle, and people always think poodles are a bit of a foo-foo dog, and they wouldn't necessarily protect against a bear. What's your bet? Well, I'll tell you after the break. Stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. Which of those dogs stood up against the bear? I could tell you it was only one dog. The rest of them didn't do anything. One dog took that bear seriously. Which dog do you think it was? Stay tuned on Animal Party Pet Life Radio.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on Animal Party, Pet Life Radio. So I'm telling you the story of the bear. And the bear did test the fence a little. And the one dog barked like mad, intense barking, wouldn't stop. The dog walker got all the other dogs under control and behind a fence in another yard and had to come back for the one dog who was so serious she was not. Well, there's a trick. There's a tip there. I gave it away. It was a female. So one of the female dogs was standing and wouldn't leave the bear and wouldn't leave the fence and managed to convince the bear to leave. Now, by now, the other dogs that were in a safer upper field behind even more fences were joining the fray with, you know, helping her out with the barking. So there was a lot of intense barking. Everybody was barking and their posture was very different. It was very, very serious barking. The neighbor two doors down was barking. All these other dogs were barking. I mean, the bear was definitely being warned by multiple dogs and it did back off and it didn't keep testing the fence and it decided to go another way. So all was good. But which dog do you think it was? Well, it was the cuddler. It was the 40-pound female poodle who doesn't see so good and mostly spends her time cuddling. Whoever's willing to cuddle, that's where she is. If you're on the couch, she's on the couch. If you're sleeping in, she's sleeping in. If you're one of her dog friends and you feel like rolling on the floor, she's rolling on the floor with you. If one of her dog friends jumps on a bed, she jumps on the bed with them. She is the cuddler. And she's also apparently the watchdog of the group. Polka Dot Poodle. No lie. Didn't know she had it in her. She's tiny with little, you know, like barely 40 pounds. She can jump into your lap and you can carry her very easily compared to all my other dogs. She's quite small and she's white with brown spots. One of her spots on her flank just happens the way she was born. Her brown flank spot is a big patch and it's shaped like a heart. That's Polka. I never knew she had it in her. So now all the dogs know what to do with the bear and they've been shown her example and they will stand off and not run back. That's the worry. If you're out walking with your dog and your dog isn't necessarily trained for it or is more used to you being the protector in your family, it'll aggravate the bear and then run back to you. And that's what people worry about the most. So you want to teach your dog to run back to you first and then start barking. So they're creating a zone around you. And ideally, you would leash them. You'd have them on leash as soon as possible or before this even happens so that you're presenting a united front to the bear. But the noisier you can be, the better if you encounter a bear. They don't like it. And when they see one dog, they think there's many. So that's to our advantage. They know coyotes, they know wolves, they know packs. So even a little tiny doodle, or as we saw, this was in the news. Oh, I'm so glad we're hitting on this. In California, just the other day, just north of LA, homeowner heard a big ruckus, came downstairs and there was milk spilt, the fridge open, and a lot of fuss. And she was about to blame her very senior doodle, or Well, I know it's a doodle because its name is Doodle, the dog. But it looks sort of like a golden retriever, and it's 17 years old. And she was about to come down and scold him for raiding the fridge or whatever. And they look on the family security cam, and they discover a bear broke in, and the dog chased it off. So amazing what dogs can do. But be safe around bears. Clean up all the fruit and the food and the compost. Be really careful about what you're attracting them with. Don't leave pet bowls outside. Be really noisy when you're hiking, especially if you're in bear country. If there's a sign up by the authorities, a little yellow banner that says caution, bear seen, you know what? Pick a different hike. It's just not worth it, especially if you've got little kids. It's just not worth it. They're so fast and so powerful and so quick. And on my YouTube channel and also Deb Wolf Pet Expert on Facebook, over the years, I've posted some videos of people just getting way too close to bears, way too close to film them or do selfies with them while they're raiding a garbage can or doing something near a restaurant. And you really, really shouldn't be getting that close to bears. So as much as I like them, you got to give them their space. All right, we're going to come back and talk a little more on Animal Party Pet Life Radio about that doodle. Stay tuned.
Has your dog or cat chewed through yet another set of sheets?
I get it. I've been there. But instead of replacing them with more scratchy, low-quality bedding, why not treat yourself to what Oprah and Chris Jenner sleep on every night? It's called Cozy Earth. And yes, it's as dreamy as it sounds. Their bamboo sheets and pajamas are buttery soft, cooling, moisture-wicking, and they actually get softer every time you wash them. I'm talking next-level snuggle mode here, folks. These sheets have been on Oprah's Favorite Things list 7 years in a row, and there's a reason why. Cozy Earth gives you the softest, coolest sleep of your life. And just for Pet Life Radio listeners, I scored you an exclusive 41% off. That's the biggest discount they offer anywhere. Just use promo code PETLIFERADIO at CozyEarth.com and sleep like the celebrity your pet already thinks you are. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code PETLIFERADIO. You'll thank me at bedtime.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on Animal Party Pet Life Radio. And somehow, that little encounter with the bear has clipped a switch in Miss Polka Dot Poodle's brain. So I've talked about the switch being flipped before with a few dogs, mostly wolf crosses. People think they have a certain kind of animal. They think they know their dog really, really well. And at 2 years, it kind of changes. And then at about seven, if it's a wolf or a wolf cross, they can have a really significant behavior change again. And that always surprises people. You know, all of a sudden their dog, who was so docile, just went and killed a bunch of squirrels in the park or something like that. Like a really, really severe change where you think, how can this even be? You know, when he was 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, he was way faster. How come he's killing things now? Why is it, you know, well, it's just part of their maturation. And unfortunately for me, with Polka Dot Poodle, the sighting of the bear has triggered something very primitive in her. Even though she's a bred dog, obviously, purebred poodle, couldn't get much more foo-foo than that, but there's still canine in there somewhere. They are still descendants of coyotes and wolves. They do still have those instincts, usually buried deep within them and dormant, to kill. And normally the retrievers, like poodles are, have it so bred out of them. We've picked dogs who really didn't demonstrate that aspect. So we've got dogs that only bring back. They never bring down. Except Polka Dot now, since she got her big bravado dose of pride, in her mind, she took down that bear. In her mind, she took care of it. So now she went and killed a river rat on our walk. I couldn't believe it. Normally, she doesn't even like to get her paws dirty. She went into the river. She doesn't even like getting wet. And yeah, well, all that's there, right? They're supposed to be water retrievers. Obviously, she always could swim. She just didn't choose to. Never had a reason. Maybe she didn't think she could do it. Now she knows she can. So now I have a different dog on my hands. And sometimes you'll have a dog that just won't swim, and all of a sudden you get some heat bomb. like they're getting in the East right now. And you take your dog in the water, and he has such a good experience. I had this with my first blue heeler. At about a year and a half, she just decided, after refusing to swim, she just decided, took her on a hike, and I went beyond a river, and it was like, you know, you either swim or you wait for me at that river. So minutes later, I hear splash, and she comes burning up the trail, all soaking wet. She made the river. Ever since, she loved the river. She loved to swim, would swim and fetch and all that. So you may find one of your dogs that hates water all of a sudden has an amazing experience during the heat bomb, enjoys cooling off so much that he becomes a swimmer. So give it a shot. If you've got a dog that just hates water, or only goes in halfway, or only goes into the feed, or lies down in it but won't swim, this may be your moment for making swimming appealing to your dog. And it may stick forever. It may be something they love from now on. Now, I'm hoping I can nip this in the bud and teach Poca that she's not supposed to kill everything that she can, and her job is not to be a hunter and a protector. And if I knew someone who was a hunter who wanted to train up a dog, she'd be ideal right now, because she already was pointing, and she already was flushing, and she already was retrieving. So now she's got a little confused, but I'm sure an experienced hunter could work that out of her real quick. And if you're skeptical about poodles hunting, you just got to watch Duck Dynasty. Check out that red poodle who puts all the labs to shame. And the same for sled dogging. If you think poodles can't pull a sled, well, they did in the Iditarod. And they finished. They didn't finish first, but they finished with every dog well, no injuries. And when they interviewed the musher afterward, and they asked him, why do you choose poodles? And he said, if I chose another kind of dog, meaning huskies, malamutes, but they usually choose, and I fall off the sled, they will keep going, but the poodles will notice and they will circle back. So there you go, a little pro poodle plug. Okay, we're going to go to our another break, and I'm going to tell you what people are wasting their money on, to me it seems. Well, maybe you don't think it's a waste. Would you pay money to cuddle a farm animal? Would you? How much would you pay? And what animal would you pick? So in England, there was a dairy farm that wasn't making much money, and they didn't know what to do, and they loved their cows, etc. So what do? They started selling memberships. Not so you could drink the milk, which they kind of do around here for people who want raw milk, but no, not that. Memberships, $175 gets you, I assume it's a year, I hope it's a year. Anyway, it gets you a membership to come to this farm and pet and cuddle and brush a cow. Yes, $175. I would like to charge $175. You can pet and cuddle and brush a golden doodle. I've got 6 of them, and they are adorable, and they won't poop all over you, and there won't be flies. And you won't have to risk that they might like roll on you. Actually, cows are really affectionate, I should say, especially baby cows. They're just adorable and they're loving. And if you ever bond with one, you'll never eat meat again. But this is just something they're doing in the UK. And I just don't think it would fly up here in Canada. I don't know of many people who would pay $175 to cuddle a cow. Although a couple months ago, I was asked if I would bring my puppies to a dog yoga class downtown Vancouver. The logistics didn't work out, but basically they wanted the dogs to just roam around the yoga people, like goats, you know, but less likely to eat their clothes or their hair, less likely to poop. So it could have been a good match, but I didn't do it. And I'm not sure how this benefits the yoga practice exactly, except as a novelty and a distraction. I mean, I have hard enough time paying attention to exercises and stretches without all that going on. I think I'd abandon the whole stretching and just play with the dogs. But it's interesting what people get up to with animals in different ways all over the world. And thinking about doodles and poodles, because the other day I was watching a few swim in that dog pond. If you ever want to see dogs swimming in a pond, check out Camp Good Dog on Facebook, my place, Maple Ridge, BC, Canada. I'm always posting pictures and videos of the city dogs who come here when their owners go on holiday, and they get to swim in the spring-fed pond, and their expressions. The labs, they tend to go slow. They just sort of, Oh, they just swim around in this leisurely stroke, around and around and around. And some of the dogs are more sporty about it. Some of the boxers, they do more splashing than swimming, and they try and catch their own splash, and it's a comedy routine, basically. But some of the dogs need to be shown how. We got to watch the bulldogs so they don't sink. And the pond can be very, very fun place to do some dog watching. And one thing I notice is the rudders. Now, you may not know this about your dog. If you have a golden retriever, an Irish setter, Nova Scotia duck toller, a poodle that didn't have his tail chopped off, any of these dogs that are supposed to bring back birds in the water or supposed to swim like Labrador retrievers, they're supposed to bring back the floats of the nets. Any dog who has a water job tends to have a tiller and a rudder, you know, like a sailboat. A sailboat floats on the water with one strip under the center of the boat all the way along it called the keel that keeps the boat from toppling over. But it also has in the back a thing that sticks into the water, sort of like a duck leg. So it's a paddle, basically, and it turns. So you have a stick that attaches to it, making it like a handle that you can move. And so you turn this paddle so it either goes to the right or the left, and that's what steers the boat. Well, the dog, the retriever dog, has a tail that does the exact same thing. It curves the same way. It's shaped the same way. Everything about it works like a rudder. And you will see a golden retriever as it's swimming. They're the one where I notice it the most because of the feathering on the tail. You can really see the movement and you can really see them do it intentionally. So without even thinking about it, it's an intentional but instinctive act. They, as they turn, a tight turn, the tail will go flop and flop, and it'll basically flop to the other side because they're in too much of a hurry to move it slowly and turn it the way a pointer might or any other dog might. They flop it over to be a quick turn change. And they're using their rudder. Like, you can't use a rudder on a sailboat because you can't do that with a rudder on a sailboat. You can only turn it side to side. These guys, they have a rudder that's like 3D. It goes every direction. It's amazing, 360 degrees. It can pop out of the water and plunk back in the complete opposite direction, faster than a traditional sailboat rudder could, resisting the current, turning slowly to the other side. So it's pretty amazing. I think dogs are amazing. So if you've got a retriever and you're getting them in the water, take a look at the tail and see how it does that. And take a look at their feet. I mean, really, what a design. Can you imagine if we were all born with webbed fingers? We'd be so much better at swimming. And that's what's going on with the retrievers. So check out your dog's paws. If you've ever wondered what your mutt was destined for or what's in him or what he's about, check out his paws, because that's one of the real keys to what your mutt was meant for. And what design genetically is in there. Okay, so we're getting near the end of the show, but I want to end with a quote that I saw on TLC TV. And I love these quotes from Eastern Europe. For some reason, they just hit home so much. And they often involve animals, so I get to share them on the show here. So this is from Sarper, and he's one of the newly married men on the TLC show 90 Day Fiancé. And what he says about his rival, because he really doesn't like this other man, he says, "When there are no horses left in the barn, the donkey views himself as a unicorn." And I think that's a great line. Oh my God, what an insult to give another man. Like, you are a donkey. You just think you're a unicorn because there's no horses left in the barn because I'm off the singles list is basically what he's saying. Amazing, amazing put down using animals. All right, everybody, it's been a wild show. We've gone from lions. There was one more lion story. I'll just tell you the lion story quickly. In the news up near Whistler, BC, where many people go to ski in the winter and loads of people go to bicycle and enjoy the lakes in the summer. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. About an hour and a half from Vancouver. Gorgeous. High end, but beautiful. And natural. Anyway, so some people were hiking on a hike with their family, and they didn't keep everybody together. So one of the girls was a little bit ahead of the group, and boom, boop, before they know it, there was a mountain lion on either side of the girl. Now, nothing happened to her. Everybody made a lot of noise, and she was able to run back to the group. And but they've kind of flagged it as a watch out area because mountain lions are not supposed to be so curious about humans, and it's just not a good recipe for safety. So if you're walking with your family, even if your young people are already the same height as you, it doesn't matter. They appear different to animals. They can appear like prey. So this girl was not little, but children behave differently. They sound more high-pitched. They don't tend to walk as uniformly as us boring grown-ups. They tend to scamper and explore and go fast, go slow, all the things that would draw a predator. So if you've got young people with you, especially if you're frail and old, keep them with you. You want your group to be as strong as it can be, is what I'm trying to tell you. You don't want it to look like, oh, we're here four people and that kid's up alone, or we're those two kids are together and grandma's behind them by herself. No, that is not what we do. Just imagine watching one of those nature shows where the lions pick off the weak ones from the herd, right? You don't want to be the weak one in the herd. You want to be the herd, the strong herd, walking through the forest. So dogs on leash, stay together, keep your kids with you. If there's one super strong kid, you know, he's 22 and he's fit and he's buff, don't let him go ahead of you all. He's the leader of the herd. Keep him with the herd. That's the point of this. Yeah, you want those animals in the wild that are stalking you to see him and back off and go somewhere else. And that's what the dogs do. As long as your dogs are big enough that they don't look like a little meal walking through the forest, as long as they're big enough and loud enough, well, there's more than one of them, then they're helping you too. So just keep your group loud and together, and you'll be fine. I love hiking in the forest. I go all these places I'm talking about, and I never have problems. But you do need to be mindful. Just because you don't see them doesn't mean they don't see you. All right, everybody, be careful, be safe, and be good to your animals. For me, Deb Wolf, and Animal Party, and Pet Life Radio. Ciao, meow.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.